No. Well, we can. WNRBLP Wausau Conversation Digest. Can I get the headphones up a little bit, please? Huge episode this evening. Dr. Rent is in the house, as well as the K-Man, myself, the condition.
Do you hear yourself in the headphones?
Yeah, these are new headphones, and they're not very good.
Okay, I have very good headphones, and I don't hear you either.
How about now?
Test. Huh? We're putting out. Okay.
What we saw on the way to the studio up in just a bit. Also, hard-hitting news up in just a moment here as well. And the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. And Dr. Ren's current events makes his triumphant return to the airwaves this evening as well. K-Man, these headphones will not make it past the cut. Horrible headphones. I just bought them brand new. And I'm used to these old Sonys.
Whoa.
What are these?
We're splitting it in three and
no,
in
but when the plug
still,
was like half out.
Still doesn't matter.
Hey, now you're... Wow, that sounds good for me now.
How about me? All right. They sound a little bit better, but not as good as the old Sonys, so maybe I'll go back to those. And main topic of the evening to be announced in just a few moments here, hard-hitting news, big-time news this evening. And if you want to join us for an excursion into conversation on Conversation Digest, we're all about that. Before we go any further, that phone number, 842-8900 for a verbal contribution, 715-842-8900. And we would like to announce our underwriting sponsors who, through their wonderful donations, we are able to continue. You know, we
have a new phone number?
Yeah.
Brand new
studio line. Essential Home Care Incorporated and Hmong Quality Home Care LLC are our underwriting sponsors. Yes, 742-715-842-8900 is strictly a studio line now. So we're glad to announce that. Before, in the old days, you'd have to go to the board and hit the 210. I did hear someone say on the air today that we still have that 842 old number. That is untrue. That is false. That number, don't even bother. If you're a listener and you want to make a contribution verbally, 842-8900 is the only number you need to worry about dialing. And we can be heard around the world, anywhere that has internet access. Conversation Digest, along with every other show on WNRBLP, Wausau's very own radio station, can be heard anywhere, so long as you have the internet. Am I right? Are there any other stipulations whereby if they have internet access, they can get us, right?
High speed.
Okay, high speed. Or unless our live stream is down like earlier. You know, so, I mean, that would be the main thing. I can't think of any other reason why
if they're not doing anything with a dial-up, then they could listen.
Well,
otherwise,
no offense, but dial-up. Why would they have it anyway these days?
If you're way out in the country.
There are some people that have to have dial-up. So I shouldn't say that. That's not fair of me. I'm amazed I have high-speed internet. I'm poor.
But luckily for you, your neighbors have it, and they don't know how to secure their line.
No, actually, I do actually pay for it. But it's one bill that I can actually pay on a monthly basis, even though Leah pays it. But what are you going to do? All right, what we saw on the way to the studio opened just a moment here, and just shortly thereafter, the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. Hard-hitting news. You know what? We're talking to K-Man and Dr. Rent, and we got a little bit wrapped up in conversation. That's what we do on Conversation Digest. If we were on this show and we weren't doing conversating, but rather we were just doing a talk show, that would be not what we're about on Conversation Digest. So we'll do hard-hitting news up right now on Conversation Digest. You know what? I mistakenly made a mistake. I completely contradicted what I was saying just a moment ago we weren't going to do. We'll do what we saw on the way to the studio first, is what I'm trying to get at. I work today. My mind is absolutely fried. And every week at this time is an excursion into an adventure on the way to the studio, is what we saw on the way to the studio on WNRBLP.
Oh, you're doing it?
Not the Grand, what is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there, what we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, what we saw on the way to the studio, it's actually something we've had for some time, for a while now. And, K-Man, we'll start with, you know what? No, by the good graces of him being on our show for the first time in a while, we'll get Dr. Rentz, what he saw on the way to the studio this evening.
I saw that the Wausau Police Department apparently read a blog post that I posted about 3 years ago. They had put a speed trailer going up Franklin Hill, and I wrote a blog post titled Let Me Up That Hill, because getting people's speed going up that hill in the fall was bad.
I remember
because the laws of physics trump the laws of traffic in the winter. But I told them in that blog post you could balance the city budget by setting some radar guns going down the hill. And sure enough, he was set up at 12th Street coming down the hill. In the last 3 weeks, I've set them up every place from 12th Street to 10th to the church parking lot. That's where I got hit last week, was the church parking lot.
Warning, you got hit?
Warning for 38 and a 25. So the city of Wausau is trying to balance their budget thanks to gravity.
Well,
that's not bad.
Did you see anybody getting snagged by the cops on the way to the studio?
Nope, I just saw him sitting there. I know it's to the point now, especially with that little blue Kia, it's got an auto stick, so I just throw it in second. That way I don't have to ride the brake down because it can't go more than 33 in second.
Okay, so if you went neutral, you'd break the speed limit, right?
Oh,
going down that hill? Okay, because I got to stop doing that. I'm doing that to save on gas.
I used to do it 40 or 50, so yeah.
Jeez.
All right, well.
You've seen what I drive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we're talking about that one vehicle.
K-Man, what did you see on the way to the studio?
I saw myself accidentally cutting out in front of a truck, but I had a half a block leeways, but I heard them rev up.
I don't understand why you thought you should take on that clown anyway.
I don't know. I didn't really pay attention until I was in front of them. And then
he didn't just do it once. He did it twice. He was doing it to you again.
All the way across town.
So he violated Dr. Rentz's Gospel According to John, verse 3.
Yeah, he was not as big as the other truck.
Yeah, bigger vehicle has right away.
Can I get the hand sanitizer?
You know, rule of life. My rules of life, Gospel According to John, verse 3, bigger vehicle has right away.
Yeah, K-Man broke that rule twice because the guy got upset at him again because I don't know what he did the second time, but all heck broke loose. We're hearing the revving of an engine of a large diesel. K-Man's in his little Honda. Oh, I shouldn't say what kind of vehicle it is.
But the plane's current. I love.
But you know what? And there's also no way that, no offense, there's no way that guy is listening to this show.
Probably no one listening.
No, there is. Listen, check out the live stream. Okay, what did I see on the way to the studio? Really, what I saw on the way to the studio was more proof that the K-Man's losing his mind. He can't remember anything anymore. We were going to a store so that I could get a brand new pair of headphones. You know, the crappy ones that I'm wearing right now. The ones that are not good. And so we're going to drop something off at the library for Leah. It's an audio book because she doesn't read very often.
Oh, audio. I thought you said a naughty book, and I didn't know the library had those.
Audio book. Okay. And so we dropped it off first, and then K-Man starts leaving the parking lot of the library, and I say to him, where are you going? Well, to the station condition.
That's
exactly
how I sound like, too.
What are you talking about, K-Man? I've told you 5 times that on the way to the studio, we need to go to the library first to drop off the audiobook and then to the unspecified store to get my new pair of headphones. And K-Man's like, oh, condition. I forgot all about that. Here's $5 because I'm an idiot and I forgot. He didn't give me $5. All right.
Call myself an idiot.
Yeah. And then I said, you know, my mind's been lost for years and now you're finally catching. Oh, my goodness. K-Man, that's for you.
Is that a real call?
Yeah. K-Man.
So
each and every week at this time, what we saw on the way to the studio.
Somebody answer it.
K-Man, come on. It's your job. So right now on Conversation Digest, we'll find out who's on the telephone. You gotta say hi. This is the K-Man.
Or did it go to voicemail? Did we not get it quick enough?
Whoever was just trying to call, go ahead. Just, you know, you can try again. 715-842-8900. Make a verbal contribution on your excursion into verbal extravaganza isness.
March of the Elephants?
Yeah. Baby Elephant Walk, Henry Mancini. Very close to Dr. Rent. Very close. All right. Nice. Right now on Conversation Digest, the I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week.
And no fingers or anything.
Nothing. This is Mancini as well, by the way. Oh, and FYI, Well, you know, if you were trying to dial 715-842-8900, we do give a crap. Give us a call back if you'd like.
Newspaper.
Oh, you're just leaving so that you don't have to answer that phone.
We need a newspaper for it. Okay, we have internet.
All right. A new thing. What was... Yeah, so... The I don't give a crap moment of the week.
Because I think I even told you on the email, if you ran out of stuff to talk about, I brought extras.
Well, actually, Dr. Ron, we can turn that into the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. We'll reach in there and we'll, you know, so... All right, Arizona man accused of stuffing several baby snakes in pocket of his shorts at a pet store. Remember, this is the I don't give a crap moment of the week, because this poor schlub decides that police say an Arizona man stole... This is JS Online, by the way. Arizona man stole several baby albino boa constrictors at a pet store by stuffing them in his shorts. Eric Fiegel was a... K-man.
Well, just talk louder.
He's killing me here. He was a 22-year-old man. He looks pretty haggard. He looks like he's a drunk and he's out of state. So unless he's listening to the live stream, he can't get mad at us. Anyway, 22-year-old entered the store removing several snakes from their cage and placing them in the pocket of the shorts before exiting the store without paying. And I don't care. So therefore, it's the I don't give a crap moment of the week. By the way, police say Fiegel then traveled to another pet store and traded several of the snakes for $175 in a large reptile tank. He lost one limb due to snake injuries. That didn't happen. But what kind of a moop does that? All right, so if you actually do give a crap, you can, you know, the more I've bought this story at www.azcentral.com, but we will not go to azcentral.com because we don't give a crap. On Conversation Digest, very own, we don't give a crap moment of the week.
And we especially don't give a crap about whether or not he has an attorney.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did you read that last line?
Did he say...
They said they don't know. Oh, well, if they don't know, why bring it up?
Yeah, you're right. Why does it matter?
Yeah, because the last line is, it is unclear whether or not Joe Schmo has an attorney.
Couldn't he get one pro bono?
Well, if you don't know...
Why would you say that?
You know, just leave that out.
Well, it is the General Sentinel. They're a Gannett newspaper.
Yeah, but is no offense to them.
Okay.
What's going on?
K-Man.
Yes, sir.
You want to read that? You know, what we're going to do before we get to the other hard-hitting news story of the evening, and before we get to the main topic of the evening, do you want to share that photo news police blog thing, please? Maybe we're going to do this. We're going to try this, and if it gets a good reaction from our three listeners, we may or may not give it a go. I'm thinking I like it. But there may not always be a police report that is as good as this
that
one.
That is worthy.
Okay, we won't say where this was at. We won't get any true specifics. K-Man, why don't you grace the good listeners with this particular story?
Sometime 2 weeks ago, at 11:24 p.m., a caller reported an unknown person dressed in a pink bunny costume hiding behind a tree. The bunny was hopping around the neighborhood, knocking on his and the neighbor's doors. The person then hopped off towards the cemetery in the fashion of a bunny. Officers were unable to locate the suspicious person after checking the area and cemetery.
How do you not find a pink bunny?
Exactly. Plus, he or she was hopping in the fashion of a bunny. And there's not much places you can go in a cemetery to hide if you're a giant bunny.
Well, he could have hopped right out of that costume, and then he's just back in his civilian street clothing.
But then there'd be a pink bunny costume
lying somewhere. And what kind of motivation does one have unless he's trying to sell something street side, like little pizzas or something?
Is the Easter Bunny job opening up, and we just weren't aware of auditions?
Well, if they're taking resumes, I know a certain... Well, I better not get into that.
But there's obviously nothing really wrong of the bunny just going up and knocking on people's doors if they're not answering.
Well, what is the...
In a bunny costume.
What did the bunny guy do wrong?
Apparently from the person who reported
staring at
it,
windows
it
or
was
what?
Knocking on people's doors.
Well, big deal, the Mothman. I was watching the documentary about the Mothman back in Pleasant Point, Ohio. Mothman, well, this was the documentary about this, these events back in 66 and 67 in Ohio, and the Mothman would just go up on a porch and stare in the window with his beady red eyes. Now, you ask me, K-Man.
Is he trying to find a lamp?
Or I ask you, who would you rather stare at, be seeing... staring at you through a window. A drunk dude in a bunny costume that happens to be pink, or the Mothman?
Well,
at least the Mothman, you know, is motivation. If you shoot him through the window, It's justified.
Well, if you could probably get a lot of money through the taxidermist for the stuffed Mothman, but a stuffed drunk in a pink bunny suit.
Well, was he drunk or just...
I'm speculating that the grown man in the bunny suit was probably half loaded on liquor.
Now, do you not have the bunny hop to play in the background for this?
We have the elephant walk.
No, but the bunny...
I don't have that. I was going to... Yeah, that would have been good, though. That would have been good.
The bunny hop.
All right. Hard-hitting news, second edition. And once again, like I said, maybe... Well, actually, I have that K-Man. I have that. K-Man is jealous. He created this whole listing of sounders that we can play on the show. I have access to them on the computer now. K-Man is feeling jealous of the invention that he made because he set this up for me. I've got about 18 different sounders that I can play right off the desktop. K-Man used to be his job, and now he's jealous of something he created.
Now I can just sit here and talk and just write things down and not do anything else.
It's pretty much like if someone puts... maybe someone that's a professional tire of shoes. Someone goes around putting Velcro on all these shoes. They no longer have a job.
Yeah, but now he can actually participate in the conversation.
Well, that's not really... is that advantageous, though? No offense, K-Man.
I know where you live.
Well, if... You know, so maybe you can defend the toll booths tonight. That's the main topic of the week. Why is it going to cost more to just drive around in Illinois... That up in just a few moments here.
Why are you going to Illinois?
I'm not. In fact, actually, I have a case for going through the Mackinac area. If you're going through Illinois to get to Michigan, the Mackinac area?
That's the long way.
Might be the way to go, though. Might be the way to go. Because, in essence, it's a scenic route, and I don't want to help support Illinois' overspending. Because that's what's leading to the... We'll get this in just a few moments.
You probably only have to drive maybe an hour through Illinois.
Yeah, hitting 8 toll booths, K-Man.
Or just take the ferry across.
My GPS, it has an option. You can ask it not to take you through toll roads.
Well, that, yeah.
You'll get there sometime next Thursday.
Well, that's the problem with that. That's the problem with that. So, all right now on Conversation Digest, the main topic of the evening. That's what we're going to do. It's an evening... With the K-Man, the condition, and Dr. Rent, or Dr. Rent, the condition, and the K-Man, or whichever order.
I was last, apparently.
No, you weren't. Were you last? No, you weren't K-Man.
The second time I was.
You were second the first time. Oh. Was I always first?
No, I was first on one of them, which surprised me.
All right, then we're going to make the condition, Dr. Rent, and the K-Man.
Last for
that
the second
and much,
time.
Much more. All right, the main topic of the week on Conversation Digest... If Illinois didn't irritate me enough, Illinois, you're irritating me again. And this is Obama State, and really what this is an excursion into trying to raise money for the overspending that takes place in the dumpiest state. Can I get in trouble for... I don't think I can I?
They can't hear you.
The Illinois can, unless they're actually on the live stream. K-Man, can you check? Is anybody listening to us from Illinois on the live stream?
Yeah, let me check.
Okay, Illinois raising tolls 88% on average. JS Online, thank goodness we don't have these. Although, really, of course, they did want to raise taxes in Wisconsin. It's going to happen anyway, so let's be realistic here.
Welcome to Wisconsin. No cover charge.
Yeah, that's right. But there is a 5-drink minimum. Driving.
Yeah, but you can kill somebody and walk off. Well, yeah. That's a different story.
Those without... Wait a minute. Okay, so it's going to cost more to get around Chicago as Illinois is dramatically increasing the toll at sites such as the River Road Toll Place Plaza in Rosemont, Illinois. Driving in Illinois is about to take much. How many people are listening?
3, but one doesn't count because it's me.
Oh, jeez, you idiot!
Well, I kept it on because
at
home. I kept it on when we were troubleshooting
the cat. The cat needs entertainment.
Yeah, he's listening to me.
Okay.
Probably spooked and running around the house.
He's listening to you and wishing he still had claws.
Well, he has some claws.
Okay, so for drivers who have an iPass, an electronic device that allows them to pay tolls automatically, it's the first toll increase in 28 years, the Toll Road Authority said. See, Illinois made a mistake here because they're doing the 88% increase. It's like what Obama said about gas prices. He has no problem with the raising of gas prices up to $4. It's just that he doesn't want it to happen real fast. And what Illinois has done here is they've gone 28 years without any increases, and they're doing it all in one time.
I disagree, because I remember when you went through Illinois and you had toll places like every mile and a half, and it was a quarter, a nickel, and a dime. It was like 40 cents, and now they took out every other toll booth. One's a buck, one's a buck 20, one's a buck 30. Well, if it used to be 40 cents every toll booth, and then you take half of them out.
Well, this is for the iPass. For drivers who have an iPass, an electronic device, so I'm thinking they're talking about that.
You mean they don't pay the same? They don't pay the same as everybody else?
Well, I don't think so. I think they probably, because they're all Illinois citizens, so they're probably getting a better rate, I would imagine.
I'll get an iPass.
Yeah,
but I can't now because they're increasing it.
Well, but for the case, because really the one that's gonna but for the occasional toll road who pays in cash, toll road user who pays in cash, including many Wisconsin drivers who don't have an iPass. It's going to be the second massive increase in 7 years.
So that
answers that.
There's my every other toll booth story.
So the iPass users, yeah, it's the first in 28 years. And for those who are just regular drivers, like from Wisconsin, apparently there aren't any regular drivers in Illinois.
No, they're fast.
I didn't mean to say that.
They're quick. They need to come down Franklin Hill, pay our toll.
When you see someone,
that sounds good.
When you see someone driving slower than Wisconsin drivers and it happens to be an Illinois driver, it takes you by surprise. I've seen that
rental
before
car.
Once in my life.
Rental car.
Well, that could be true.
Illinois
yeah.
tag on a rental car.
It's going to be the second massive increase in 7 years, with third coming up 3 years later, so it's going to happen very soon again. In 2005, tolls doubled. You know what's the funny thing about that? No matter how many times it increases, the Bills, the Bears still won't win the Super Bowl.
And the roads there, they still don't know how to plow them.
Well, they're still horrible roads too, aren't they?
Actually, the roads are nice.
Oh, they are decent.
They are decent, except they're always under construction, so you only know how the leftmost lane is.
Yeah. I'm just not impressed. And actually, I'm going to read a little bit about the history. This is the boring portion of Conversation Digest, when we give the history of things like toll booths. Because really, who cares? But
you
know what?
Look up on Wikipedia.
It's an informational supplement, so yes, it is Wikipedia.
Really? You're going to go on Wikipedia and read
heck
about toll booths?
I am. And I also have a video where someone talks about toll booths, even though it is, I think, on CNN or some crap like that. But individual tolls vary from one plaza to another, however, and rates are above average at several of those closest to the Wisconsin border. See, so the closer you get to Wisconsin, the higher those rates get. At the Waukegan Plaza on I-94, the iPass rate will jump from 75 cents to $1.40 next year. The cash rate will increase from $1.50 to $1.90 in 2012 and $2.65 in 2015.
And do not ever go into the exact change lane on a hunch.
Oh, because you don't know what's going to be?
Well, if you I'm going to go into the $1.40 lane because I got a $1.40. Then you get there and all you got is a $1.50. Well.
Oh, yeah, then you're... Then you're,
now you got to back up, but there's 50 cars behind you who aren't going to let you back up. So you never go into the exact change line on a hunch.
You've got to know exactly what it is. Yeah.
And how much you have.
Well, and those drivers don't want to have to wait. I mean, they want instant.
Do they take credit cards now? Can you just, like, swipe your card at the...
That would be pretty easy to do.
Well, I'm assuming that's kind of what the iPass user is.
Yeah, but I think I should be able to pull up to the lady in the booth. And by the way, what kind of a cool job is that? You just sit in the booth all day and take money.
I don't know. Have you ever seen, what was that movie with Patton Oswalt?
Big fan.
Yeah.
He gets pretty sick of it after a while.
I've thought about that, though. I thought, well, maybe that's better than the job I've got.
Well,
what is
pay
it?
Is. You know, it's union.
Yeah. Well.
But anyway, just hand them a credit card.
Well, I'm sure someday they will. You know, this whole cash thing.
Well, I'd say do it
thing.
Now. It's like, well, I can't take this. Well, too bad. I don't have cash. Take the credit card.
I mean, who wants to lug around a bunch of nickels and dimes anyway? I want all quarters. Do you think, you know, anything less than a quarter, I don't even want it anymore.
Dimes aren't bad.
Dimes slip through the cracks too easy, K-Man. And nickels? They're like a heavy, burdensome version of a penny. That's worth five times more than a penny, even though really the U.S. dollar has been diminished in value, but...
Yeah, but luckily, because those pennies are that copper color, you can convince most young childs to give you a pretty good trade for quarters.
Yeah, kids are dumb. Why am I saying something like
this?
See
these little dimes?
I'm just in a rotten mood.
They're smaller
than
the penny. I'll trade you two of them for one of my pennies.
So you try this on your poor little nephew.
Hey, if they're stupid enough to fall for it.
Well, they are your brethren. Or, wait a minute.
You know, look at this. This is Lincoln. You know how important Lincoln was. Do you even know who this is on this little dime?
I mean, Jefferson, he was okay. But, yeah, Lincoln was actually...
He was only the third president.
Yeah.
Lincoln's like the 20th or something.
15.
You know that offhand. Or are you just saying it as if I'm going to believe?
No, he was the 5th.
Really?
Dr. Wren, well, he might see if you were that dumb to believe him, and maybe he's like the 30th.
I'm going to have to go check. I need to double check this.
K-Man.
He's got a smile on his face, and
Jimmy
I don't know
Carter,
what's going on with that now.
Jimmy Carter came after Abraham Lincoln.
Jimmy Carter, number 39.
Oh, and number biggest. Oh, I don't know. We're talking about Illinois, and now we both talk about Jimmy Carter. I'm so depressed right now, Dr. Wren. I can't even handle it. Okay, so overall, the road authority said the cost of an average total road trip will rise from 63 cents to $1.18 next year for iPass users who represent 75% of 1.4 million vehicles. So apparently 75% of the drivers do have the iPass.
So they're trying to get Wisconsin people to buy an iPass is what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to probably say, look, enough of this, just do the iPass probably.
Plus, that way they can fire all those toll booth takers.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's the scary part about this.
Robots
what
are taking over.
What is their true intention with this whole thing? Besides, well, they want to build new roads. They want to spend heavier and this and that. So,
They need to somehow pay for Kucinich's appeal. What's his name?
Well, plus they have to pay for Blagojevich.
That's what I meant.
Oh, Blagojevich. Okay. Also, well, Rahm Emanuel is Chicago's mayor now. I mean, that's going to cost some money, too. How does this work? Officials didn't provide an average cost for drivers who pay cash. This paragraph, I'm almost bored with this whole article. I'm almost done with it. But mounted on a car's windshield, the iPass sends a message to toll road computers each time a car passes through a toll plaza. The toll road authority then deducts the tolls from an account that the driver has set up in advance and blah, blah, blah. I really don't care.
Looks like Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president.
Oops, sorry.
But by Price is Right rules, you were a lot closer than I was.
Yeah,
I didn't go over.
By Price is Right rules, you would have lost Cayman because you thought he was the 40th president.
Yeah, right up there with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
41. No.
42?
No. Yeah, 42. Yep. Bush Sr. was 41.
I think I'm done with this. This was the main topic of the evening. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
From current events, and I said, I brought fodder.
All right, well, this is what we'll do. Let's just go to this real quick here, and then we'll get back in just a few moments here.
Did you want to do an ID so that... When you replay it, you're good?
I guess we'll probably be replaying it next week, won't we, K-Man?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't actually work next Friday, so.
Well, still, it's good to have it.
Okay, so, yeah, you're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. K-Man, you want to cue that down? Please? Never mind, I got it.
What's this rated?
Well, that's from CNN, so it's rated stupid, but that's just a generous financial commercial. Where's this at?
This collector spit on his fingers before counting his
change. All right, let's do this. CNN.com.
Next time you go through a toll, imagine getting your change back plus saliva.
Patron claims collector spit on his fingers before counting his change and handing it to him.
In that case, keep the change. The Smoking Gun website has obtained 550 complaints about toll takers on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Clear her throat.
Like, this one's short and sweet.
Right, patron dropped a dime. TC toll collector called him a moron.
Well,
these are from motorists.
You are.
They bother to call in their complaints, sometimes mundane.
And says that they got the wrong change because he was busy on his cell phone ordering a pizza with extra pepperoni.
Sometimes unbelievable.
Did they charge the pizza driver a toll?
Sprayed him with some type of aerosol
let them buy
spray.
For one female motorist, an innocent chat about driving while sleepy turned into a proposition from the toll taker.
And I have a way of keeping women awake, you know, if you're tired, if you're interested. And then he offers to flash her.
Some women complain about being asked out on dates, though we know of couples who met driving through toll booths on the Massachusetts Turnpike.
CI.
Yawn.
And then
I don't care about this. This should be part of the I don't give a crap moment of the week.
Finding his favorite toll taker.
I'd send somebody ahead to find out what booth she was working that day so I'd get the right booth.
As for the
sounds
wrong
like a stalker
thing
to me.
Pennies are like the worst thing you can do to a toll collector.
Drivers trying to pay in pennies found collectors throwing the pennies back at them. We found one online comedian paying a
$0.75 toll. No, that guy's not a comedian. Are you kidding me? This... All right, I'm done with this video, K-Man.
You're impatient back there.
Though the toll taker took it well. And then there's the driver who pays with a $100 bill.
The toll collector decides they're going to give them all their change in singles, and they said, I can see that you have 20s. And the person said, you want quarters?
All right, we're going to pay with a nice, crisp $100 bill. Hey, at the Queen's
Midtown she's got such
tunnel,
a horrible voice.
No attitude. Can I have three 20s, a 10, and some singles?
Moose.
Sure. Like a bank. The director of New Jersey's Department of Transportation had this to say about the complaints.
But if I find out what happens and it could be corroborated, I will personally rip the toll taker out of the lane.
We know one guy who used to drive the Jersey Turnpike. Better not try throwing pennies at him.
Well, how is that necessary? CNN, there's no...
Take a stamp, postage stamp, 39 cents.
No, see, that's so stupid. All right, K-Man.
Oh, he's
I mean, there's
funny.
A reason why CNN's hurting in the ratings. There's a reason why we don't get listeners here, but... You know, Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, Wausau, 93.3 FM, even though I just gave another...
Oh, it never hurts to give it more than once.
All right, K-Man, let's do...
I don't know what that is anymore.
Well, this would be Dr. Ren's current events.
Okay.
So,
am I capable of doing this?
Yeah, because we don't have it on the sounder board.
I won't put it up there so I can at least do something.
No, you still have plenty of pull in the show, and it's hurting us because you forgot to record initially. No offense.
I'm going to take the microphone and go into the corner and just curl up and start crying.
All right. Well, that would be typical of your behavior on this very Friday evening in August of 2011. August of 2000. Unbelievable.
Trees are turning.
That's so depressing. All right, let's go to Dr. Ren's current events, and I will slaughter you officially. Do we not? Oh, you actually do have it?
What?
I didn't think you were ready with it. Okay.
Oh, I'm never ready for anything, apparently.
Well, all right, Dr. Ren's current events on Conversation Digest, WNRBLP's very own.
So, who's starting this time?
Well, I'll let the K-Man. Let the weakest begin.
I won, like, the last two times. So I'm the weakest when I'm winning?
Okay, here you go. Local category. No follow-up on locals this week. I apologize. This week, a local nonprofit broke ground for their new facility. What nonprofit?
He's like a Mothman looking in that window. He's
Why were you pointing?
Well, I'm just saying.
He probably knows the answer and got all excited.
No, it'd be neat if this was a brand new.
I guess.
Do you know K-Man?
No, I do not.
Because this translates into dead air, no offense.
Well, there's something playing in the background at least.
I guess. I don't know either. I'm going to. Oh, you know what? I think I do. No, they wouldn't be getting one. Can I steal?
You can try.
It wouldn't be the Boys and Girls Club because they just got a new place. United Way?
Nope. The women's community broke ground on their new shelter.
Oh, you know, I think I read an article about that. I was going to put that in the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. Just kidding. I would never have done that.
You horrible
That was just
person.
A horrible joke. I didn't mean it. It's a good thing. I'm glad they do that.
Okay. Speaking of nonprofits, last weekend a nonprofit had a large fundraiser centered around Wausau's downtown. What nonprofit was it?
A fundraiser?
Yep.
Is this for the K-Man or is this for me?
This is for you.
I think that is the United Way. I'm sorry, Boys and Girls Club.
Want to try to steal?
I wouldn't even know.
K-Man, why don't you steal first, babe?
The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure last weekend, you didn't notice like 3,000 people wearing pink all over town?
No. I think I was inside the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah, I barely went outside.
That happened? That happened in Wausau.
Yeah, the Race for the Cure.
I don't remember
seeing... Wausau, the Central Wisconsin Race for the Cure was downtown last weekend.
Let's see, I was hungover on Saturday, and Sunday I think I stayed inside anyway.
Like, you hungover on Sunday as well?
No, I'm not that, you know.
Okay, off the K-Man. We're tied at zero.
Yes, tied.
What Central Wisconsin town was hit by an EF2 tornado earlier this week?
Oh, I should know this.
I think someone died. All right, K-Man. Do you know it?
I read about this.
I heard about this, but...
And
I mean, so you know I'm not making this stuff. This is current events. You saw it in the headlines this week. I take everything right from the headlines.
The brain is really not working today.
Well, that's fine, K-Man. So you don't know?
No.
I don't know either.
Okay. The bonus follow-up, though, if you want to do, you know, the WAG, the wild you-know-what guess, how many deaths have been attributed to this storm?
I'll say one.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thanks, the condition.
One person died as a result of the storm.
You know, if we had a podcast, they would see me shaking my head in disgust because I fed that answer to you without even realizing I was doing it.
No podcast.
If you win because of
audio.
That, I will officially, I don't know how many chairs. I could take, you know, like
there's,
in wrestling.
There's the metal chair.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
One of the metal folding chairs.
It might knock something loose, and I might remember things.
Well, I'll be like Hulk Hogan. You'll be like Iron Sheik. I will hit you with that metal chair. Okay, well, K-Man's in the lead, so.
See, K-Man's in the lead 1-0, but now you've got your state question. Every year, a Wisconsin college creates a mindset list to help professors understand the generational differences between them and incoming freshmen.
Oh, jeez.
What college, this list came out this week, what college puts out this list of things professors need to know about the new generation of freshmen?
Well, it sounds like a college full of hippies. I don't know, because it's... Is it a... I mean, can I ask for clues?
Well, it's a Wisconsin.
I don't think
college.
Anybody's ever tried that before in Dr.
And
Ren's current event.
Just in case we run out of things to talk about, I brought this year's mindset list with
me.
Oh,
I will berate those hippies. Okay, you know what? I'm going to say it's not part of the UW school because they would all be doing it probably. I'll say some place like Marquette.
No, would
are
you
they
like
part
to
of the
steal?
UWs? No, they didn't. They're not. I don't think. I don't know.
Would you like to try to steal?
Come on,
I don't know this
pick
one.
It up, pick it up, pick it up.
It is Beloit College.
Oh, it sounds like something Beloit would do.
And now, so that you can maybe try to guess your way into a tie, what was the first year they did this? What was the first year they did this?
1941. 98. 1998? Oh, jeez. Was it the last question?
Nope, now we go to national.
Oh, whew. I still have a chance to pull ahead here, don't I?
Yep. So, since you're behind, we'll let you try to pull ahead.
Excellent.
What natural disaster affected the U.S. Northeast coast earlier this week?
Earlier this week? I thought that was still going on. Is this a trick question?
No.
Did Obama take a tour up there? I'm going to say it's a hurricane. Tropical storm.
Nope.
That's steal.
You can try to steal.
An earthquake.
There was an earthquake affecting the northeast coast. As the bonus follow-up, since you have the question, what was the severity of said earthquake?
It's like a 5.3.
Can I take it?
Try.
Richter scale-ish.
I think it was a 5.9.
Okay, so we're 2-0. It was a 5.8. That was such a big enough news article that I'm not giving a whole lot of slack. And here's where you're really going to be hating yourself, because once again, you're giving away answers. National question. What natural disaster is likely to affect the U.S. Northeast coast later this week?
Hurricane Irene.
What is the anticipated severity of the disaster?
He doesn't
even
know.
Does that mean like a Category 4?
He's
like
not
going
to. He doesn't have to elaborate. You have to come up with the system.
Lots of people. It's very severe. I heard it's going to be like a Category 4 once it landfall.
That is the forecast is Category
4. Oh, I'm going
to
cry.
But to make you save faith, we'll give you a bonus question worth 5 points.
Excellent.
What? Okay.
Calendar month, calendar date, calendar year of the first occurrence of Dr. Rent's of current events on the Conversation Digest show.
That is a tough one.
Wasn't it done on the phone initially?
That was just talking the actual, when it was actually called Dr. Rent's current events with this question, the local state format, the first time we ever did this. In this format.
I think is it like closest if I get it? September 10th, 2010.
Since it's a 5-point question, I would assume you'd have to be right on.
Especially since this is the 1-year anniversary.
Oh, crud. It really is?
August 27th, 2010, which is going to be 1 year ago tomorrow.
I almost said that. Oh,
and I even brought those questions.
Oh, no. Can I win Can I win with if I get these?
Tell
how,
you what.
How is this set up?
Tell you what. If you get any one of them, we'll call it a tie. If you get two of them, we'll call it a win.
Sorry, K-Man, because you're not going to get these. You were a schlub back then. Oh, you're still a schlub.
Okay, now remember, these questions are from 1 year ago. 1 year ago today, what former Wausau employee was appointed to a vacant city council seat?
Ooh. Oh, okay. I didn't know it then. I don't know it now. Are they unemployed now?
No. Well, he's still on the city council.
Yeah, I don't know.
City Attorney Bill Nagel, he is your councilman.
Really? I bet you we scored 0 points this week.
Well, somebody had won. I remember that. A $100,000 donation was made to construct a roller coaster similar to the one that Elvis liked in Memphis. The new roller coaster is to be constructed in a city in Wisconsin. What city?
Fond du Lac?
Green Bay and its Zippin' Pippin.
Ugh.
What food product had a significant recall 1 year ago today?
Oh, is that the Four Loko stuff? That's a food product, I guess. I don't know. There was a recall.
Spinach.
There was a massive egg.
Ow! Four Loko.
It's that energy drink with alcohol.
Yeah, I know what it is.
What local organization had its executive director leave with no notice 1 year ago today? 1 year ago this week.
What kind of organization was it?
Just a local organization. It has an executive director, and they just left without notice.
Do they have a job lined up? Man, I envy that because I wish. Well, never mind. United Way.
Wausau Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
1 year ago this week, a dog killed a child in Dodge County. How old was the child?
10.
3.
A boxer killed a 4-year-old boy.
I think I win that one.
I'm closest.
And finally, wow, this is kind of interesting. This is kind of interesting. 1 year ago. Remember, this is 1 year ago.
Oh, I was barely alive back then.
At what resort area did President Obama vacation this week?
Oh, he was on a vacation then, too? Man, when doesn't this guy? Oh, I bet you it's in the East Coast. What's that place he always goes to? Actually, a lot of the presidents go there.
It's the same place he did vacation this week, believe it or not. He went to the same place. It's the same answer.
Martha's Vineyard.
Ding, ding, ding.
I win.
A tie. No, you needed two to win.
Oh, crud. So what happens now? Do we have a tiebreaker?
You have a tie.
That son of a gun. He's always vacationing.
And it's always at Martha's Vineyard.
When I go on vacation, I have to go over to like Appleton or Green Bay, which is fine. I mean, I love my family, but I don't get to go all over the place in the tax dollars of the American people. Okay, man, can I do that? You ask yourself, can the condition go on the tab of the American taxpayer?
Sure, why not?
I can't, because I'm not an elected official. I work for a private company. So, Dr. Wren, do we have a tiebreaker, or do I win by default?
Oh, yeah, default win? Ow.
Oh, God, let me think if I can come up with a tiebreaker question. Was a tiebreaker question just texted in?
I thought I did pretty good this.
Well, K-Man, you got two of your points from information that I was blabbing, so.
So on.
Okay, let's go this way. Closest to it without going over. We said that it was the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure this weekend.
How much did they raise?
That is an annual event. This year's was the blank annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Don't blurt it out. You might want to write it down or maybe hold your fingers that many things. The person who's closest to how many Susan G. Komen races for the cures there have been in Wausau without going over. This year was the blank annual Susan G. Komen race for the cure.
I'm wondering if you gave a clue in your question.
I did not.
Like in the Da Vinci Code, a symbiologist came in.
Okay, so you have your number written down.
Can I just say mine since...
Since he has his written down? Okay, so remember, closest to without going over. And if you go over, if you're both over, then it's going to be closest to.
I'll say it's the first.
And your number was the 15th. This was the second annual Susan G. Komen race for the
crud. Sorry, K-Man. K-Man's going down. Down, down, down.
Wait, that was the 1.5th.
All right, that's good. Well, it's a good joke, K-Man, but you were destroyed in Dr. Ren's current events on the one-year anniversary of Dr. Ren's current events, minus one day.
By you guessing.
Well, K-Man, no offense, but...
Like you didn't guess one died?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
well,
also...
I had
he didn't even
actually
guess. I told him, plus I told you about the Hurricane Irene, which you wouldn't have known either.
I would have known that.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes, I would have.
Prove it.
I was told about it last night by my brother. Well, I didn't know about it at all.
Okay, well... All right, thanks again, Dr. Ren. That one-year anniversary minus one day for Dr. Ren's current events on this day last year plus one day was the inaugural edition of Dr. Ren's current events officially, whereby it was announced that that's what the name of the – and you know what's funny is how long – well, the sounder with the pinball music, I still think we need to establish a better sounder for that. There's just not enough there.
Well, you chose it.
Yeah. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest. Hold on a moment here. I'm getting lazy. Gosh darn you, K-Man.
See, I'm faster than a computer.
Ugh.
Or you. Faster than you?
No, K-Man. I don't even know where it's at on here. Well, it makes sense. You designed this piece of junk.
Yeah, everything I do is awful.
Wisconsin angler finds woman's prosthetic leg. JS Online. A Minnesota woman who I almost put this one in the I don't give a crap moment of the week, but I don't think that
you see that part?
Yeah.
Should I just read it?
Go ahead.
Mike Doc Wilson stated, "Hey condition, how often was Bush at the ranch?"
I don't know. Let's check it out.
Oh, those are scary numbers. Bush and Reagan. If you look, it is scary numbers.
In a 4-year term, he was like 200.
Didn't Bush own the ranch?
At this point, if I remember right, at this point in their term, I think Obama's got like 60 some days. I think Reagan had 200 and some days. I think one of the Bushes had like 170 some days. And the only modern president to have fewer days than Mr. Obama was when he didn't need to go on vacation because he had all he want while at his desk.
Bill Clinton?
Well, I'm just wondering, A, didn't Bush own the ranch? And B, how many times did Bush and Reagan go on vacation when a national crisis was occurring, in the midst of a national crisis? And also when a national crisis did occur, how many weeks, or I'm sorry, because it never took weeks, did it take them to actually show up to the place where the natural occurrence or the disaster took place? Probably hours or days, but not multi-weeks.
Okay, now here's a question. So they're there. What does that accomplish?
It's a symbolic reaction. I mean, the American people want to see that their leader is willing to go to the place where the event took place in the first place. They have to go there. Plus, they have to assess. I mean, if we're going to fork over billions of dollars for national aid, they need to go to the place, but I mean, their cabinet...
Well, I would prefer the people who are experts at figuring out how much Espel needs.
I agree with you there, but the president needs to show up. They have to show up. It's the nature of the position. You have to. You need to go there. And I think, I mean, there's figures. Obama hasn't just vacationed 60 days in his term. There's no way. I mean, he goes on 5 or 6 day vacations almost every other week. I mean, where are these numbers furnished? I mean, I appreciate the contribution by Mr. Wilson, but
or people.
I just think that,
taking notes. What?
Find out.
Where?
I don't know. Let's ask.
Google President Vacation Days.
Yeah. I Googled the deficit, by the way, because the deficit under Obama is, I'm not going to get into it. This is not an Obama-heavy episode. I can't get into it. I promised Lee I wouldn't. So, thanks a lot, Doc. I wonder how he's doing, by the way. I wonder if he called us earlier. I appreciate his input, though. But he has... See, this is the thing. Obama has Facebook. I have talk radio. I mean, that's the funny thing about talk radio is, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking that that Obama is going to utilize the internet like no other president can. A code, I should say. I think there's a possibility that I shouldn't talk about politics. If Leah's listening right now, she's like, Chad, why are you going? Condition. She would call me that, so why would you go down that route? You know, because I'm just going to get worked up.
Like I said, I did bring the mindset list.
Yeah, we can get into that.
Oh, it looks like I went offline at home. So now there's three people listening.
I would like to do a study. I mean, if there's any rating system for when I'm yelling about politics, do we get more listeners?
Probably drops off.
No.
Because how do they know, oh my God, the condition is talking about politics. I've got this sense that if I tune in right now, I'll catch a political.
No.
So how do we know?
They would know ahead of time. They would be listening in the first place. In other words, let's say we start out with 20 listeners, right, hypothetically. Do I, A, take a path where I just discuss something like some lady losing her prosthetic leg in some filthy Wisconsin lake? Or, B, do I go in the route of talking about Obama and how many vacation, not days, but rather weeks? Where does the listener want to go? Where does the listener say, okay, I'm not going to listen anymore because this is where we're taking the conversation?
Even his cat didn't want to listen.
Yeah, he went offline.
His cat's a liberal, that's why. Actually, I have no verifiable evidence that Zero is a liberal. I have none. So what I'm getting is, what is the listener want from Conversation Digest?
Listener, if you're out there, tell us what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Someday when...
When I had the Dr. Wren show, I kept my listener very happy.
I don't know what makes them happy. I don't know, because some people say, yeah, go politics. Some people say, no, go, don't. Yeah, but they're scheduled to do that. Plus, how about the 14? Okay, all right, Doc. He's got me in a trap here. How about the 14? I don't want to get into it, because we can go tit for tat for who takes more vacation days until the K-Man's blue in the face, but there's no point in doing that.
So I'm blue in the face?
No, you're not there yet, but we can do it until you are.
I mean, we can.
On CBSNews.com, August 17th.
That's where I heard it. That's where they were.
President Obama has taken 61 vacation days after 31 months in office.
Yeah, right.
George W. Bush spent 180 days at his ranch, where his staff often joined him for meetings.
Yep, where the staff joined him for meetings.
And Reagan had taken 112 days at his ranch.
Doesn't mean anything. First of all, he owns the ranch, and Reagan owned the ranch, and the staff was there, and they were having meetings. The question is, are these actual vacations? I mean, that's the heart of the matter.
But you also have to look
back,
like in the Reagan era, you couldn't just, you know, the internet wasn't, you know, Al Gore hadn't invented it yet. So it's not like, you know, like now, no matter where you are, I mean, you can pretty much do this show from anywhere in the world, thanks to the internet almost. You know, so, you know, as long as the little nuclear football is nearby, you know, what really does the president do?
I don't know. Not much anymore, I guess.
You know, let's get back to the bigger picture. What really does the president do?
Not much anymore. I mean, the media does the majority of the PR work for the man.
And then you've got Congress is the one who writes bills.
Yeah,
they hold the
purse. Really, I suppose. I don't know. Come on, don't drag me into this, K-Man.
I didn't do it.
What is wrong with you, K-Man?
Okay, fine. I did it.
The one beautiful thing about this is someone that is quite obviously liberal, and it's fine. The good Lord bless him. That he continues to listen to our show and supports us, and I appreciate that.
Even
I
when
really
the Packers
do.
Are playing.
Well, oh, shoot, what is the score, by the way? That reminds me, I forgot about...
Well,
listen,
preseason
good listener,
doesn't count.
Well, I've missed the first two preseason games, and I would say this, if it doesn't count, then why am I so depressed? I mean, I want to see the third stringers, Dr. Ryan.
You are more depressed now than any other time.
Every day that goes by?
I don't
by.
Think that there's a causation factor.
No,
here.
But they did say that this is the game that... This is the most important of the preseason games. And I would admit that it's not... Okay, you are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Back to Conversation Digest. Well, we won't even play the intro music. Perhaps this is the golden moment of Conversation Digest because I am getting into the conversation.
Finally, yeah, it only took an hour?
It takes a while to chisel away the facade that is my hatred towards
so
my work
week.
So
hit record now.
Well, just
recording.
Ignore the first hour, because I mean, I was so disenfranchised with life at that point. I'm not so depressed now. I bet you
you even like your headphones now.
No, they're still horrible. These are rotten headphones. They really are.
You picked them out.
No, I didn't. The only reason I got, you know why I got these, Dr. Runs?
Yes, and I didn't understand that because for like $3, you can buy a 6-foot extension cable.
I asked the kid at the store, did they have extensions so I could do that? He said, well, no.
Well, that's because you went to the wrong store. You didn't go to the Radio Shack, my friend. Radio Shack.
Well, I mean, I could still use these, or I can sell. You know what? Maybe I'll just donate these to the station. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe that's what I'll do.
They look too nice to be donated.
Literally $20.
Like I said, the ones that I used to buy at Radio Shack. I used to buy like $12 ones at Radio Shack.
Is that your pair right there?
This is my pair that I always carried with me.
Yeah.
You know, these are like $60, $70 headphones. But when I used to buy the headphones for the station, I go to Radio Shack and I just like buy 4 or 5 of their $12 ones.
Yeah, maybe it's just, I don't know. The one that I like a lot, K-Man, is the Sony. But what happens is on the Sony is usually one side kicks out on me, and guess which side it is?
The right side.
No, you tool. It's the left side that kicks out on me. It's the left side that doesn't work anymore.
I thought I was going the other way.
So, but that's fine. I'm not trying to make any kind of connection between my headphones and which side doesn't work because it's the left side and how the right side continues to work.
Oh, politics.
I'm just trying to get a reaction out of Doc. Ask him how it is down in Illinois with that.
Well,
does he have to pay toll booths?
Technically, didn't you just do that now?
Well, I suppose I did, but I'm wondering if he has to go through toll booths.
I don't know. Wait for a response.
Let's ask him.
He just did.
Who is it that's relaying these messages to you, by the way?
He's posting it on the Conversation Digest.
No, but somebody's telling you that he's doing that because you weren't aware.
Because it's sending me emails from Facebook.
Okay, yeah,
Facebook tells him when somebody, you know, does something.
Well, it's good that he's interacting. I love that. We should get some interaction with Skype. What do you think, K-Man?
Sure, we probably can't do it today.
No, we'll do it sometime soon.
No, we got 10, 15 minutes. Go for it.
By the way, if any volunteers are listening...
I have to go through there and then log out and everything.
If any volunteers are listening right now, I wasn't guaranteeing that I would donate these headphones.
Oh, apparently it's 10-0 Packers.
Excellent.
Who are they playing?
The Colts. Peyton Manning's got neck injuries.
I went to a Colts game. Well, a Packer game when they were playing the Colts. It was cool because like 2 or 3 rows below us was a Colts fan, but he was like dressed up with a drill sergeant and he had like blue camos. But the best part was a Wisconsin band was there.
Was this in Indianapolis?
No, this was here. A Packer game. Okay. And the Wisconsin band was there. And you know how on the tuba section they'll sometimes, you know, put like words and spell out messages with the Wisconsin band tuba section?
Oh,
they went
the
all around Lambeau Field with the tubas. Archie likes Peyton better.
Oh, wow.
Eli better. Yeah, Archie likes Eli better. Boom, 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 boom. All around the station with that on the tubas.
Well, I would think that maybe from a personality standpoint that maybe Eli is probably better than Peyton, although Peyton is a better quarterback, I think. We think that he is. K-Man doesn't know. K-Man thinks they're pitchers for baseball teams, but it's okay, K-Man. You were the one that started the whole initiation of joking about how little you knew about sports. And now, because it's gaining momentum, like a team that is about ready to go to the Super Bowl, you want to stop it short. Well, sir, this Super Bowl-bound team will not stop short. We will continue to make fun of you for your lack of sports knowledge.
Okay, at least they all have their hockey sticks.
If K-Man's mom's listening, she's going to want to beat me with a rolling pin.
That's when she wants to hit people. She just gets the rolling pin and just...
She doesn't use curlers, does she, and walk around in a row?
The wood ones or the old school marble one?
The rolling pins that my mom has ever had that I know of is the wooden ones. The marble one, that would hurt and probably kill me.
Do I want to bail on Conversation Digest right now and go watch the Packer game? No, I can't do that.
Is there somebody live streaming it? Can you just have it like in a corner of the window?
Can't get it. We can't. I wish we could. If I could pay like a fee for NFL.com, I probably would.
I think it comes on my phone as an app.
Really? Oh, yeah, we can check it out.
Probably still have to like, pay for it.
Well, like I'll tell you what.
NASCAR.com. I mean, there's all this stuff on here that I've never even used.
We'll go until 8:30, and then at that point, then I'm going to go.
Yeah, I've got MLB.com. I've got Sprint. What's this with the football helmet? Sprint Football Live. Yeah, all this stuff comes with the
10
phone.
More minutes?
Yeah.
I think we can go another, maybe 5, 10.
Like I said, however long you need to go.
Well, let's just do that. Okay, we'll do that. And then this is the list of these hippie students that are saying
what this is, what Beloit College does is in order for that because sometimes there's this generational, the older generation doesn't get the younger generation.
Generational gap,
right?
I guess,
so
right?
In order to give professors perspective, Beloit College does this list every year about incoming freshmen to try to give the professors some perspective on the mindset of incoming freshmen.
Is a marginalization of intelligence part of that?
Sometimes. Here are some of the things.
I don't want
here are some of the things. That, and the thing is, I'm old, so this really affects me, but we'll see how old this makes you feel.
Oh, no.
For the class of 2015, Andre the Giant, River Phoenix, Frank Zappa, Arthur Ashe, and the Commodore 64 have always been dead.
Jeez.
Well, what do you mean they've always been dead?
They were not alive while the kids were alive.
Oh,
River
that is
Phoenix
so depressing.
Died before these kids were born.
Oh, how dare they?
The Commodore 64 ceased production before these kids were even born.
I gotcha. Okay.
People in their class, not necessarily in Beloit College, but people who would be incoming freshmen, Taylor Momsen, Angus Jones, the kid on Two and a Half Men, Howard Stern's daughter Ashley, and the Dilly Sextuplets are all the age for incoming freshmen.
Jeez.
Ferris Bueller could be their parent.
Oh, not Matthew Broderick.
States have always required that they wear helmets. There have always been at least two women on the Supreme Court. Phones have never had dials.
I miss dials.
American tax forms have always been available in Spanish.
No, well, yeah.
Amazon has always referred to a website. O.J. Simpson has always been looking for the killers of Nicole and Ronald Goldman.
Oh, he's find a mirror.
Wow.
Jim Carrey has always been a pet detective.
Well, what about Mr. Popper's Penguins?
But I mean, the pet detective.
Right, they've always
movie,
known him as that, yeah.
It came out before they were born. Life has always been like a box of chocolates.
Forrest Gump.
That movie came out before they were born. John Wayne Bobbitt has always slept with one eye open. The Communist Party has never been the official political party in Russia.
Even though unofficially it still is.
Yada, yada, yada has always come in handy to make long stories short.
Seinfeld came in. Seinfeld.
I knew that. I knew that.
Dial-up has always been so last century. Women have always been kissing women on television.
Yowza.
Unlike their older siblings, they always spent bedtime on their backs until they were old enough to be able to roll over. So that gets with parenting. Good. Apparently you have to put your kids on your back now. Music has always been free via download.
Kids.
Grown-ups have always been arguing about healthcare policy.
Wait a minute. That's always... the new healthcare policy?
Just healthcare policy.
That's always been that case. What?
Sears has never sold anything out of a big book that could also be used as a doorstop.
Oh, their catalog. They stopped the
time ago. The Sears catalog before these kids were born. Electric cars have always existed.
These kids...
Let's see, what do we have here? Russian courts have always had juries. Public schools have always made space available for advertising. They have always been able to watch the Food Channel.
I wouldn't mind watching that.
Yeah, because you like Anthony Bourdain, who's a moron.
Their parents have always been able to create a will and other legal documents online.
You can do that.
Yeah, well, you can print out a fake birth certificate online and make it look real.
They've grown up with George Stephanopoulos as the Dick Clark of political analysis.
Oh, he's a tool.
They've always wanted to be like Shaq or Kobe. Michael who?
Wow.
That's Michael Jordan retired from basketball before the kids were born.
That's an indictment.
I don't know if I'd want to be like Kobe.
They've often broken up with their significant others via texting, Facebook, or MySpace.
Okay, man.
I've never done that.
Well, yeah, because you don't date, but...
Well, what are you going to do?
Frasier, Sam, Woody, and Rebecca have never cheerfully frequented a bar during prime time.
Whoa. Oh,
Cheers.
Cheers went off the air before they were born.
95.
Major League Baseball has never had fewer than three divisions and never lacked a wild card entry. There's always been wild card
entry. That's
right.
There used to be
playoffs.
Two divisions in baseball, didn't there?
Yep. They won't go near a retailer that lacks a website.
I mean four.
Altar girls in church have always existed.
Huh. I didn't know that.
When they were three years old, their parents might have battled other parents to buy them a Tickle Me Elmo.
Idiots.
Folks in Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City have always been able to energize with Pepsi Cola.
Who made this list?
Two professors at Beloit College.
It took two professors to come up with this list?
And they do it every single year.
Ugh.
Women have always been Venetians. Men have always been Martians.
Oh, that one book.
McDonald's coffee has always been a little too hot.
Oh, yeah, because the lawsuit.
That lawsuit happened before these kids were born.
That's why it says caution, contents may be hot.
To these kids, if you tell them PC, they assume you're talking about?
Personal computer.
Personal computer.
Much better than the other PC.
And finally, the New York Times and the Boston Globe have never been rival newspapers.
Because? They merged, K-Man.
Before the kids were born.
I guess I'm young. I didn't know that.
There's always been an internet ramp on the information highway, so they have always had the internet.
Jeez. Life is better without the internet.
For
me, personally. What do I mean, all this information, what's it done for me? I don't know. I mean, I still lose Dr. Ren's current events most of the time.
Makes you more depressed?
Yeah, it does. Everything.
Look at how much other stuff out there I don't have.
The song "I Will Always Love You."
Oh, by Whitney Houston.
Has always been sung by Whitney Houston.
See, even I'm too young to realize that. It was sung by somebody else.
You don't know who?
Yeah, you'd be the one out of the two of us to know.
Was it a male or a female?
Female.
Diana Ross? Give me a clue. Bette Midler?
It's a country song.
Reba McEntire? Dolly Parton?
There, ding, 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 ding.
Not bad, huh?
Well, after like four guesses.
So, the Rocky Horror Picture Show has always been available on TV.
Ugh.
Chicken soup has always been soul food.
All those books.
Video games have always had ratings.
Oh, that happened like a late 1997.
Well, it probably happened the year before this happened.
Arnold Palmer has always been a drink.
As it should be, instead of a golfer.
John Daly should have a drink.
John Goodman should have a drink. A big barrel of alcohol.
Jimmy Carter has always been a smiling elderly man who shows up on TV to promote elections and disaster relief.
Ugh, I'm not going to get
they
back
were
into
born
that.
After he was, yeah.
Yeah, lucky for them. I was born right in the middle of that crap. Sorry, Jimmy. He has lust in his heart.
The bloody conflict between the government and a religious cult has always been made has always made Waco sound a little wacko.
So, I remember that.
So the Waco Branch Davidian
was part of the
before they were born.
Wow.
It happened before they were born. I remember reading one of these a long time ago, one of the first ones that they came out. It's like, you know, Pope John Paul II has always been the Pope. You know, this is, it just,
he was
you know,
in there
I mean,
for a
for
long
me,
time.
For me in my 40s,
19
you know,
years,
but,
I believe.
See, even you, it makes you, some of these make you feel
old.
Oh,
I feel aged. You know, I'm a little bit younger than the K-Man, and I feel aged.
So there are just some things. Students who are starting their freshman year of college. Little facts about...
Oh, they had it easy.
Well, I mean, they have technology at a whim. I mean, you can look at the internet and get anything.
10-7 Packers.
10-7? They gave up a touchdown, K-Man? And 3 field goals?
Oh, that makes me so angry.
So angry. Well, that defense is going to be good this year.
Oh. But baseball history. There was baseball history yesterday. Did you
yeah.
get that?
Oh, can I win another Dr. Ren's Current Events if I can get this right?
But you already know it. It doesn't.
Yep, for the first time ever.
Three Grand Slams in one game.
In one game.
I was going to say that the Brewers are on Sports Illustrated for the first time. In
New York Yankees won Harvard. By what, like two touchdowns?
Yeah, came in and...
Oh, they got a hat trick with that as well.
Otherwise, tell it to him in terms of bowling pins. He might understand it better then.
I like those points. It's really hard to try to not
K-Man
say
thinks
the right thing.
That a hat trick in hockey is when a hockey player makes a rabbit disappear and something is wearing on his head.
Racket across the pool. I'm really messing him up.
He probably thinks in hockey a body check is what you're doing during the halftime when the cheerleaders come out.
Oh, okay, man.
Hey, can you blame me?
I guess, well. Wait a minute. Why can't I get an updated Brewer score here?
I don't know. Your phone's awful.
Must be these thick steel walls we have here at WNRBLP.
Well, when you're broadcasting in here, you need at least 3 feet of concrete and then 3 inches of steel.
Yeah, it's like Hitler's bunker.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Eagle's Nest.
So do we have still 3 listeners on the live stream, or somebody bail out on us? Do we have anybody that gave up on us? I think if somebody's willing to contribute at least an hour and a half of their time, or even an hour on a Friday night to this show, they're tougher than most people.
Like I said, we have the college stoner demographic is ours.
Nice.
Yeah,
finally.
That small, deep, dark pocket of society that has nowhere else to turn except for another toe.
They can't, they can't buy a beer, but somehow they found somebody to sell them a joint.
Well, so. There were some people that used to be avid listeners of Conversation Digest that told me at one point, this one person said, look, it's just not good as it used to be. One of the reasons for that was we weren't going live as often. So I'm almost always at work on a Friday evening, so that's not my fault.
And I still say you need to go into a storeroom. K-Man and I will be in the studio, and you go ahead and broadcast live from your other place of employment, because I'd personally like you to hear talking to coworkers. It's like, and today's I don't give a crap moment of the week is I don't give a crap where this particular product is on the shelves.
Like, to-do list? I don't get... Okay, I shouldn't... Well, I really...
Here's what you should do and just punch them.
No one's listening from where I, whatever anyway, so... You know what? I think that we've gone an hour and 20, and if the Packer game wasn't on, I guess I'm just so... I worked the next 30 days in a row. I'm just so depressed about that, K-Man. What are your hours tomorrow, K-Man?
Would you prefer to be unemployed 30 days in a row?
I think I would, compared to where I'm at right now. I shouldn't say that on the air. No, I mean this job. I love WNRBLP. I love this station. Community station, I don't know. I mean, depending on how much unemployment I'm getting, I guess. Why am I saying this on the... I mean, I'm not... What, do I... Am I sweating, K-Man?
Apparently, yes.
Brewers are losing 2-0 to the Cubs in the top of the 4th inning.
Unbelievable.
Oh, to the Cubs of all teams?
Top of the 4th, there's time.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. I don't know, Dr. Ren. I mean, people have asked me that before. I don't know the answer to that question. I just know that I want to be happy,
Oh, like nobody else on the planet doesn't?
I think there's some people that just want to see the world burn.
Okay, Michael Caine.
Well, who's the guy who keeps predicting the end of the world and it keeps, not happening on him?
Didn't he die?
No, he's still alive. Well,
no, his world, even his world hasn't ended.
And his world, but then Kevorkian just did die, though. He died, right?
Yep.
Aww.
He just knew the world of really depressed sick people would end pretty soon. But that's fine. I mean, Dr. Kevorkian really wasn't even that good. Did you know that he tried...
Bad doctor if all his patients are dying.
He was afraid of dying, is what I heard. He was afraid of it. Who knew? Who knew that toaster oven he would never use it on himself?
So instead he died vicariously through others?
I guess. I mean, I'm thinking that he just looked away when it was going on. It was a slow-moving process, wasn't it, with the machine he used? I mean, it wasn't a quick.
So it wasn't like a big, like lots of rotating blades coming at a person?
No, not like Saw. It wasn't like the movie Saw with Dr. Kevorkian. That was, I mean, I think that a lot of enthusiasts of that kind of crap, they're like, well, yeah, I mean, it's some big Saw-like machine. Maybe he's got him on a table and there's a blade in the middle and he just shoves
it's going
down that
really
way, so.
Slow.
It, but I don't mean it. I mean, it was like a chemical. It was a chemical death, right?
Yeah. With Kevorkian? Yeah, basically, yeah, it's the ultimate drunk.
Nice. I should try that.
Well, I heard it was grueling and painful, though, K-Man.
Well, they would give a painkiller.
Well, but, you know, a good drunk, I mean, that's grueling and painful the next day, but...
Hey, you Packers don't missed a field goal, so now halftime score is 10-7.
Unbelievable. They're going to lose the Super Bowl.
Preseason doesn't count.
I know. Actually, what are the Packers question for whoever that knows this? Where did they go in the preseason last year? They were like 2-2, weren't they?
Like I said, I don't even start paying attention.
Check Doc Wilson, would you? Have him check, even though he's in Illinois.
Is he in Illinois?
Yeah. I don't know if he wanted me to give his specified location, but I'm not saying... I don't even know where he's at exactly. He's probably going to love the fact that I mentioned him on the air.
When's his showtime?
He's not on the air anymore. He needs to start Skyping his program again.
Yeah!
Slacker?
Yeah, I mean, who cares if he's 400 miles away? Do your show, seriously. I don't know how many miles away it is. It's about 300 miles, right?
Well, it depends upon where.
Yeah, he's right on the border, I believe.
Which one?
So where those tolls are going to be really expensive.
So now you're
Wisconsin,
pinpointing it down a little even more?
I don't know where he's at.
He's standing like 3 feet from the border.
Yeah,
he's shaking like, his hand at you.
No, one foot on one side, one foot on the other. He keeps on teetering back and forth, teasing the two states. He's this way, he's that way. You know, maybe Doc Wilson's the potpourri grab bag topic of the week.
You see, that would be a good thing, to build a bar in Beloit right on the border, so that way when the drunks leave, you know, when you see the cops, you just quick jump on the other side of the street. You can't arrest
You're
me.
You're out
you
of your jurisdiction. Ah, border states. Who needs them? What am I talking about? Maybe it is time for me just to completely give up.
Hey, I bought you another 15 minutes.
Of fame?
Andy Warhol.
Well, maybe, you know, we should do a list for ourselves from 1 week came in to the next week, saying this kind of in the same vein as this, you know, with the professors. You know, what is it that we knew next week that we didn't know this week?
Or even years apart, like from the first.
Don't
year
be
we were
ridiculous,
on.
K-Man. Oh, you mean from when we were in Conversation Digest in the beginning to now?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's like, you know, Conversation Digest has always been broadcasting from 6th Street in Wausau.
Yeah, we're still here for the most part.
But whereas we never broadcast at
NTC.
The NTC.
You know, pretty soon we'll be able to say new hosts have always had 3 mics.
Yeah. Do we have a third mic coming in?
I'm talking on our third mic.
Oh, I thought we had a brand new one coming
in. We need another
in.
Boom for that, obviously.
But
yeah. Well, we need to make some money,
you know,
I guess.
A lot of the new volunteers have always had a way to plug in an iPod into the board.
They have a way now?
They didn't know.
Oh, that.
What'd you think it was?
I don't even
ESP?
Know. Up until a few weeks ago, before K-Man got me this new program or whatever the heck you want to call it, wherever I can play the sounders, I had very little control over any technology. Actually, K-Man used to, when the studio was half the size, K-Man used to always get the lights. Now I get at least one light, he gets the other.
You know,
because we don't play overhead lighting.
And then you look at those, like, you know, some of the old school volunteers, like, you know, myself, and now that, you know, the Blues Doctor has the longest running show. When we started on WNRB, live streaming meant running down the hall to the restroom during a song.
Yeah, those are the days. You know, we're one of the longest running shows on this station, aren't we?
Sure.
Actually, there's plenty of other longer running ones. I think Ken McVay's been on the air longer than us.
But has it been uninterrupted? By the way, I caught his show today. And actually, I liked his guests.
Oh, the paranormal.
He had the Paranormal Society.
And when I came down because the live stream was down, I said you should get them a show. We should talk to them about getting the show.
Yeah, that was. I mean, That'd be fun. We won't talk about interviewing style, but I thought it was a lot of good information. I thought they were having fun with it. Don, his cohort, did a really good job of keeping the thing moving with decent questions. I actually enjoyed listening to that part of the show.
Did anybody yell boo?
Were they scared?
No, but that was a question that Kenny had. That was a legitimate question. Have you, when you do your investigations, have you ever been scared? That, I thought, was a great question.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, there being manly men and womanly women. No, we, you know, we're ghost hunting. We were never scared. We've been startled a few times. They use the word startled. Every now and then we get startled, but we're never scared. We're never scared, just occasionally startled.
I don't know how I could ever be desensitized to paranormal activity. You know, K-Man, do you remember when you and I were starting to think about starting a paranormal club or whatever the heck you wanted to call it? And then we got more...
Well, having a pair of normal peoples does not...
Para-abnormal is what we have to call ourselves. No, K-Man, we did. And then we got into the whole film thing with the movie, and then we got into the radio thing.
And we dropped that down, and then...
Yeah, we've had a lot of things kind of fall through. You know, but that was one thing that I mentioned to you years ago. And don't... What do you mean you don't remember me talking about that, K-Man?
My mind is gone.
He is full of stupidity these days. In the old days, K-Man was a very sharp person.
Yeah, but I didn't. That was, I caught it from like 5:15 to about 6, and I actually...
Well, I'm going to have to... I missed that portion of the show.
That was a good portion of the show. I definitely enjoyed that.
Well, I heard the part where he was playing... Was it Tiffany?
Yep. That was one of the musical segues.
Yeah.
He had played the Footloose song... Followed by Tiffany during one of the segues.
Well, and that reminds me, during, you know, after 10 or 11 on most weeknights, you can hear all 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s music. You can hop on through the week with that. And
yes, hop.
I've always thought that a show on this station would be great if it was about paranormal type stuff. And Ken McVie actually used to have one. I remember that. It was called The Unexplained. Mm-hmm. But... Which also reminds me that if you want to have a show on the station, it's there's for the taking, for crying out loud. There's time slots all over the place, good listener. You know, if you want to have your own show, by all
Friday
means.
Friday at 7.
The more the merrier.
Friday at 7?
Oh, gosh. They're going to do everybody a favor. But contact, I don't know who they can contact.
The station manager at 715-842-8390.
And leave a voicemail for him or her if they don't answer.
Yeah, whoever they may be.
Yeah.
Or just show up during, you know, just show up and if the doors are open.
Normal business hours?
And come in during normal business hours. And if you don't see anybody here, just hit the orange button and start talking. No swearing.
And be better than what we are, please.
That would be cool. A live mic show. Just open it up saying, hey, come on down here from 6 to 7. And it's your mic.
Come on down to our house or something. Gosh. That would be neat. I don't know what kind of riffraff we'd get, but just kidding. All right. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
Do I have the ender?
I have that. It's going right now. You hear it?
I'm getting addicted to this. No. I hate these headphones.
I'm going to turn off the mics now.
Is it these?
You want to say something to end?
Oh. No, it's fine.
Got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.